The Shadow Box by Janet Hall. A golf ball, a wind-up ornament, ladybug figures, a shiny penny. To anyone else, these were just an odd assortment of objects, a jumble of 21 artifacts. But for me, each one held a vital connection to my son. Sometimes they felt like the only connection. I'd moved the collection around the house, never finding the right spot. Now the pieces sat on my dresser, a few tipping over whenever I pulled open a drawer. "I wish I had a good place to keep these," I said to my husband, Jim, before we headed out to run some errands one day. "Let's check the thrift store," Jim said. "Maybe we'll find something there." I didn't want to hide them away in a box. Since Matt's death from heart failure, whenever I felt overwhelmed by grief, the strangest thing happened. I'd come across a reminder that he would always be with us. I'd spied the golf ball lying in our side yard through the bathroom window one morning while I brushed my teeth. A gleaming white golf ball, miles from any course. Matt was a golf nut. He'd even traveled to Scotland to play. I hurried outside to scoop the ball up off the grass. The shiny heads-up penny I'd picked up off the floor of the supermarket on my first outing after Matt's death. I felt like it was a penny from heaven, a sign that I had to force myself to rejoin life. The wind-up ornament was a gift from a friend. She found it in a craft store. It played "This Little Light of Mine," one of Matt's favorite hymns, a song we played at his memorial service. "It seemed meant for you," my friend said. One day over lunch, I was talking about someone who had received a ladybug as a sign that a loved one was safe in heaven. "Where's my ladybug?" I asked. A woman at a nearby table overheard us. It turned out she had been with Matt when he died and tried to revive him with CPR. When I got home, on my yellow kitchen tablecloth, I found a live ladybug waiting. Ever since, ladybug toys, pictures, and carvings leaped out at me at every turn. I stood up the pieces that had toppled over, balanced the ball against the ornament so it wouldn't roll off the dresser. It seemed silly to attach such importance to these things. Were they really God's way of comforting us? Or was it all in my head? A refusal to let go. Jim and I dropped by the cleaners and the post office, then stopped at the thrift store. I browsed through the aisles for something to hold my Matt mementos. "What can display both a golf ball and a penny?" I thought, turning a corner. My eye fell on a wooden shadow box. There were small, deep compartments of different shapes and sizes. I counted the spaces. Exactly 21. Perfect to hold all my treasures. "Look, Jim," I called, holding it up. That was when I noticed the small plaque on the bottom of the frame and the inscription, engraved in brass, "Matt's Collections."